Zechinishmas Avimor Yaakov Ben Yisrael Pinchas Zechinishmas Daniel Shader Bas Yeshua Falak. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning. Okay.
Good morning.
Okay, so yesterday we were discussing the Psak of the Ramah. Again, the Mishnah says that on Erev Pesach you shouldn't have a meal, Samach L'mincha. So on a day that 6 o'clock in the morning to 6 o'clock in the evening is the day, that time of the year. So at 3 o'clock, from 3 o'clock till 6, if sunrise is 6, sunset is 6, and 3 o'clock is Mincha Ketana, so from Samach L'mincha, 3:30 is Mincha Ketana, Samach L'mincha is 3 o'clock. So from 3 o'clock and onward, you can't have a meal. You can't have a Suda. Right, and that's the din when on Erev Pesach. Now we saw yesterday that the Ran Shita is that Samach L'mincha is a discussion of the Gemara, and he says we should be machmir mincha gedola. Right, so Samach L'mincha means that from 12 o'clock onward, you shouldn't have a meal on Erev Pesach. Even if it's a regular meal, today's packet is the same as yesterday's packet. So that's the Ran. So he says you should be machmir on Erev Pesach from 12 o'clock onward not to have a meal, and the Maril was machadesh. Then who adin on Erev Sukkos? Right, because we know we always equate Pesach and Sukkot. We have the Gezeirah Shavah, Tesvav. They're both on the same 15th of the month, Tesvav. So Memela, we on Erev Sukkot also, you shouldn't have a meal on Erev Sukkot. And that was we saw that. So then the question that was raised is that the Ramah quotes this Maril in Hilchos Sukkos, right? He says Tav Reish Lamates, you shouldn't have a meal on Erev Sukkos from 12 o'clock and onward, right? That was the on page 12. He says, "Lo yochol b'yom mechatzos ve'elach, kidei sheyochol b'sukkah l'teyavim." From 12 onward. So the question is: so how come we don't find anyone? The Ramon didn't say that in Hilchos Pesach, right? And the whole source of sukkahs is from Pesach. So we saw the Magen Avraham discussed that maybe the pshat is that on
bread versus matzah.
Right, that bread on Pesach, on Erev Sukkos you can eat bread, so you can get filled up more. On Erev Sukkos you have bread. Erev Pesach you can't have bread. You can only have at best the matzah shira, so that's not going to be as filling. That's what he wanted to say. But even like Ezra Hagel points out, the Magen Avraham himself is not so convinced with that chiluk. Then in the Sefer Bikur Yaakov, I didn't put it in the packet, but you can look. In Bikur Yaakov is a Sefer written by Rav Yaakov Ettlinger. Right? If you're part of the German community, so you'll meet people with the name, last name, Ettlinger. Right? In the Breuys community, Ettlinger. So the Aruch Laner, his last name was Ettlinger. So he wrote different chidushim and different mesechtas. And then he wrote a perish on Hilchos Sukkah called Bikurei Yaakov. Bikurei Yaakov. Right? It's not in this packet. So he says another pshat, why Sukkot is different than Pesach. Because, again, in Hilchos Pesach, the Mechaber paskins from 3 o'clock onward. The Ramah didn't argue with him. But he says, so why are we more machmir in Sukkos? In Pesach, we can't have a meal till 3. On Sukkos, you can't have a meal till 12. So he wants to say, because Sukkos, you can eat the bread. What's the mitzvah of eating the bread in the sukkah? So as soon as you make Kiddush, you're going to get to the bread. On Pesach, you have a whole Seder in front of you till you get to the matzah. So we're not as concerned, he says, on Erev Pesach as we are on Sukkos, because Sukkos, you're going to eat the meal earlier, because you make Kiddush and you get to the bread right away. On Pesach, you make Kiddush, and then you don't get to the matzah for who knows how long. So you have a built-in buffer zone there by Pesach. It's a nice svara, but I'm still not convinced, because Lemaisa, it's from the Maril. The Maril never said such a chiluk. You know, so I'll tell you what I think.
It's not such a long time till you get to the matzah, is it? Enough to make a chiluk between Sukkah and Pesach?
Well,
it's 3 hours.
It depends how long a Seder you have. You know?
I mean, is it until you get to the meal, or is it until you get to
Motzi Matzah?
Matzah is after all of Magid.
Yeah, you have to go through all of Magid, yeah. So it depends. It depends how long your Seder is. It's the whole Magid, you know. So it's so I don't know how long it takes you to do the whole Magid. It depends who's at the Seder and how things move along or don't move along. You know, that's what he wanted to say. But to me, I think, and it could be I saw this someplace, but I think the Pashup Shot in the Ramah, I'll tell you what I think the Pashup Shot in the Ramah is. It's very simple. Is because according to the Ramah, there's no shaychus of a meal on Erev Pesach. Because in other words, you can't eat matzah, and matzah shir is also for Ashkenazim. You know? Matzah shir is also for Ashkenazim. So what are you going to eat? There's nothing to eat. I mean, you can eat. So the Rambam says, okay, you can eat a lot of peiros, and that can fill you up too. But the Pashup Shot, you're eating a meal. According to Ramah, there's no meal to eat, really. There's no meal to eat on Erev Pesach. Because if you hold that matzah shir is mutter to eat on Pesach, like the Sfaradim do, right? So then you could eat a matzah shira the whole Pesach. So certainly an Erev Pesach. But the Ashkenazim don't allow matzah shira and Pesach because of a chashash chomitz. Because the Gemara says, may peiros ein machmitzin. But there's some poskim that say that ein machmitzin means they're not going to become chomitz gomer. But chomitz nuksha it can become. That's the Machloikas, Rashi, and Tosis, where it may peiros ein machmitzin means ein machmitzin klal, or it is machmitz, it won't be ein machmitzin to be chometz gomer, but it'll still be chometz, and that chometz will be very easy to become chometz. At least the chometz nuksha is the process of the chometz began. So it's a machloikas, whether that's an isidar abbonon, an isidar aysa without malka, whatever it may be. But it'll become, so the Ashkenazim, a chosesh of chometz nuksha in May Peiros, so they don't eat it the whole Pesach, the Ashkenazim. So then, so the Ramah didn't have to bother saying that the halacha is that you really can't eat a meal on Erev Pesach from Chatzos onward, like he says in Hilchas Sukkah, because there's no meal to eat. You can't. What are you going to eat a meal? You can't eat bread. It's chametz you can't eat, and matzah you can't eat, and matzah shir you can't eat. No, there's nothing left.
So therefore, Oberlanders today.
What?
Because now we're going to have to make a new Tokana though, because we have all these cakes and I didn't shear.
Yeah.
You could eat seven layer cake all day and potato cake all day. So
yeah, you could eat seven cake. Yeah, in a Hanami. But I guess in those days, the main thing you were going to eat that was going to fill you up was a Suda. They didn't have all those fancy things today like they had that. So in Ramon's mind, you're having a meal, it means you can have either bread, matzah, or matzah shira. He says, but you can't eat any of those three things in the Ramah's world. So Mamele, He didn't have to be masig on the mechaber. But in a chanami, if he would have permitted matzah ashira like the mechaber does, then mustama he would have put down also that you should be machmir from chatzos. To me, that's the simple pshat.
If there's nothing you can eat, though, Rebbe, then what's the point of having any rule at all?
What?
If there's nothing you can eat...
No, in the Hanami, so he left it out. The Ramal left it out. The Mechaber, you can still eat Matzah Shira on Erev Pesach. So therefore he has to say, Matzah Shira you can eat until 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
But then how can you learn out at all when it comes to Sukkot then?
No, because you can learn it out from Pesach to Sukkot. It's just, by Pesach now, there's no Hechi Timtza anymore. And Sukkot, you know, it's not that like the Magen Avraham said, that bread is more filling than... No, they're just as filling. But in the Ramah's world, there's nothing to eat of a Suda caliber on Erev Pesach. So Rav Meir says... Today you could have all these type of cookies. But in those days they didn't have the bakeries and the different choices that we have today. You know, so if you had you're going to eat a meal that meant you would eat pas. You know.
Well, what does the Ramah do with Taisus Kasha? Maybe that's what he was asking, meaning what is the Ramah
right,
do?
Right, so they talk about eating a lot of peiros and things like that. That's how some explain it. But the Ramah is not a problem with Tosfos Kasha because it could be that was originally Bisman Hagemara maybe it was okay, you know, maybe it was a later thing, you know.
Yeah, I mean, how is this different from the Magen Avraham?
Because the Magen Avraham is saying that the reason why the Ramah didn't bring it down is because the Ramah's, in other words, there's a difference in Sukkot you could eat pas and in Erev Pesach you can't eat pas, you can only eat matzah shira. But I'm saying that for the Ramah you can't even eat matzah shira. So there's no bread content to eat. So you were really not going to have a Suda. So the Iker thing was not to have a Suda. So B'meila, that's why he left it out. But in Ochanami, if he would hold that if you could have a real Suda, then he would say the same thing, because he's Choshish for the Mariel. So there's no Chiluk. All these Chilukim are very nice. The Magen Avraham says a Chiluk between Pas and Matzah Shira. And the Bikur Yaakov says a Chiluk between... You know, the Sukkot, he's going to start right away, and Pesach, nah. So, but maybe you could say just more simply, like that. I think that's the more push-up shot. It could be I saw it someplace, but whatever the case may be, that I think is the simple shot in the Ramah. Oh.
Maybe. Why wouldn't that apply to the Mariel also, though?
Yeah, unless it's... why does it apply to the Mariel also? You mean, why did the Mariel bring it down and not the...
The cash, I mean, why it has to be... He can't bring it down in the... See, the Mishnah says, lo yoichal.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, or it means, you know, that's conceptually, that's what it is. Practically, it's a different story.
And the Mariel wasn't a conceptual sefer,
he was having the minna, yeah. You have to see how the Mariel quotes the din of Bat Hashira and Pesach. Is that in the... Could be he asks it who, but I don't know. That, maybe not.
Wasn't the Mariel... Rabbi said yesterday that the Mariel...
The Mariel has Minhagi Ashkenaz. It doesn't mean all Minhagi Ashkenaz. But it could be it's Beferish. You know, now that the library is closed, I can't just walk to the library and just open, look in the Mariel. I have to. I can get someone to call in. It's a whole tumult just to get a simple safer in these days.
Okay.
Now there is a third sheet. So we have the sheet of the Rambam. We have the sheet of the Ran. There's a third sheet, but I don't know if we'll get to it today. But I wanted to discuss with you the following question. Bottom line, what's the halach, Shulchan Aruch, on Erev Shabbos? You want to eat lunch. So what's the halacha? You could really eat lunch till nightfall. Else covered Shabbos, you should wait till when? You shouldn't eat it, you know, Mincha Ketana, 3:00 or 3:30, what are the different, right. And Pesach is, but really, Medina, you could eat the meal. You can eat the meal till Alter Techshach, right? Alter Techshach. And Erev and Shabbos. And what about Erev Yontif? Also, Alter Techshach. Say you want to eat a meal Erev Shavuos. Erev Shavuos, you want to eat a meal. So Mikar Din Alter Techshach. It's Alts Kovid. We said the Alter Rebbe. We said yesterday the Alter Rebbe said that really it's mutter. It's the Rambam. It's the way Rav Gutman understands the Rambam's lashon is, you know, mikovod. So that means it's like a hider not to do it. But Medina, you can eat till the night. So on Erev Shabbos you can eat till the night. On Erev Yontif you can eat till the night. Right. Pesach is different.
Yes.
Sukkos is different. In other words, if you hold like the Mariel, then he's choshish for the Ran, so it's chatzot. But if you don't hold, say you don't hold like the Mariel, you don't hold like the Ran, what would the Rambam say about Erev Sukkos? It could be, I don't know if he writes about Erev Sukkos, but it could be he would say the same thing. It's a Tesvav Tesvav, so it's the same thing that Samach Lumin Kaktana. So the question is, so why are we more machmir on Erev Shabbos, Erev Pesach, and Erev Sukkos? Bottom line is, why are we more machmir? Bottom line is, you can eat the meal till Atshe Techshach on Erev Shabbos. Right? On Erev Shabbos, you can eat Atshe Techshach. Atshe Techshach. But you can't do, and maybe an Erev Shavuos also. Atshe Techshach. But Sukkos and Pesach is, you have to be machmir earlier. What's the difference? What's the svara?
On Pesach, don't you have a specific mitzvah, achilas matzah, right?
Right.
So therefore, you should be. I guess the svara would be that you should be careful so therefore that you give more honor to that mitzvah of achilas matzah. But Shabbos you don't have a specific mitzvah to eat challah or to.
What do you have with Shabbos? Do you have a mitzvah
of Shabbos Oneg? You have Kiddush.
You have Kross. Oneg Shabbos.
Right.
So why did you say because of Oneg Shabbos you should?
Because Oneg Shabbos isn't, you don't have a specific mitzvah to eat a food. You have to. You
There's
should
no
have Oneg Shabbos. Yeah.
Because the concept of Lete Oven also, Oneg Shabbos doesn't have to be Lete Oven. It just has to be Oneg Shabbos.
Oh, okay. So you both were mechaving to what I wanted to say over in the Gutman Sefer. If you want to look here on page 26. In the packet. He says what both Roe and Rabbi Levi both said, that there's a difference, that by the, you know, it's interesting, the Chasam Sofer says the only mitzvah that we have today of Achila is the matzah on the night of the Seder.
Yeah.
That's the only mitzvah of chasam sofer. See, as far as the Torah is concerned, there are many mitzvahs achila. There's achilas kodshim, there's achilas truma for a kohen, but the only thing that we have left of a mitzvah achila is...
But you also have the gezayis in the sukkah on the first night of sukkah.
Yeah, so that's a question, whether that's called a mitzvah achila, or it's the achila is just the mitzvah of yeshiva sasukkah. It's just the hechitimtza to get yeshiva sukkah. You know, there's a discussion in the poskim. Are you allowed to dip the chal in honey on the first night of sukkahs? In other words, on Pesach, we don't have the matzah with anything else because that'll take away the tam matzah, right?
Yeah.
But on sukkahs, is a discussion. Is it a mitzvah sachila? Or it's just a mitzvah yeshiva sasukkah? And you do yeshiva sasukkah al yidei achila. But really, it's a mitzvah of yeshiva basukkah. That's what probably the Chasam Sofer was saying.
What does that have to do with the honey? The honey, it's not a question.
Whenever there's a mitzvah achila, then if you eat a dover reshus with the dover mitzvah, the dover reshus can mevatel the dover mitzvah.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So that's why we're very machpid. The night of the Seder, you only eat matzah alone. You know, nothing to do with gebracht, anything. Matzah alone, you don't have any, you can't eat you can't put a piece of meat and have a sandwich, a meat sandwich with the matzah. You know, you have to. It has to be.
Not so long.
Yeah. Well, but Rav Goodman here in the Tal Melachos, page 26. Rav Goodman is a famous, very chashuv Talmud Chacham, is a good friend of mine from Williamsburg, one of the Rabbanim in Williamsburg, Rav Chaim Kalman Goodman, who's a very close yedid of mine. So he writes what Roe and Rabbi Levy were mechaving to. He says that Pesach and Sukkah is it's a mitzvah achila, so therefore there's a din of teyavim. But the other thing is only oneg, it's oneg Shabbos, covered Shabbos. It's not so that doesn't have to be a teyavim. In other words, you don't want to do something that takes away from the covered. So if you eat a big suda in the morning, right, or a small suda, you know, you're taking away from the covered. It's not coveredik. That you didn't, but it's not alts l'tayovim. It's for covered Shabbos. So Mamela, when it comes to Shabbos, it's a din of covered Shabbos. When it comes to Yontif, it's a din of covered Yontif. So therefore, you could eat all the way. It's just, it would be proper not to because that will show more covered. But by Pesach, certainly by Pesach, and maybe by Sukkot, where it's a mitzvah achila. There's a mitzvah achila. So then it has to be l'teyavon. Then it has to be l'teyavon. And in the teyavon, you have to be more nisser. And therefore, medina, you can't eat from a suda from 3 o'clock and onward on Erev Pesach. And then sukkahs, so sukkahs maybe is totally the shayla, whether it's a mitzvah of achila. So, because, you know, it's interesting, like, this idea of the sukkah not eating... It's found in the Maril. Like, I don't think the Rambam has this din. Rambam says it's treat Shabbos and Yontif. Sukkot was never pointed out as being different, legabi this halacha. The Maril is the first one. That's pretty late. The Maril is the first one to make this distinction and say that you have to, the halacha of the Mishnah and Arvei Pesachim, Samuch L'Mincha, applies the same thing to Erev Sukkot, Samuch L'Mincha. And then there's a machlokas where the samacha milcha means milcha ktan or milcha gdola.
He seems to compare the two. In the second paragraph, he says, "Okay, now din vera sukkas."
Who?
This Rav Goodman.
Yeah, because he's working with the Maril.
Right.
Rabbi,
he's working with the Maril. But
can we already compare...
But in the Rambams, I want to know what the Rambam says. Rav Goodman has to work with the Maril because he's a contemporary, so he's working with the Maril. I want to know what the Rambam said. If you call up the Rambam, and he would say that Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontif is all the same. It's only a din in Pesach. We never have a source in the Mishnah or the Gemara that says Erev Sukkos. Lo yochal min ha-mincha l'mala. And probably they hold that not necessarily everything is compared Tesvav Tesvav. Tesvav Tesvav is not... Tesvav Tesvav is said in the Gemara in one context. And the context is that normally during Sukkot you don't have to eat in the Sukkot. If you want a snack, then you can eat Chutz L'Sukkot. The Chiddush is that the night of Pesach, the Sukkot night, you have to eat in the Sukkot. You have to eat something that's Chayiv. That's the only time the Gemara says Tesvav Tesvav. The concept that the Rishonim say, oh, you have to eat even when it rains... Not everyone agrees to that. Machaber never heard of such a thing. In other words, it's the Minhag Ashkenaz to expand the Gzeira Shava to other areas other than what's said in the Gemara. So the Ramah was to say that even if it rains, you have to, if that's in the Ran, whatever. And the Maril has this thing about not doing, eating the meal on Erev Sukkos. But as far as the Gemara, as far as the some Rishonim, don't subscribe to the whole idea. And I would venture to say that that the Rambam doesn't have such a halacha. That Erev Sukkos is being different than... According to this, Sukkos is different than Shavuos. Sukkos is different than Shavuos. Because Sukkos is Tesvav Tesvav, so we compare to Pesach. But Shavuos is like any Erev Shabbos. Shavuos is like any Erev Shabbos. But the Pashtus in the Rambam, I don't think the Rambam says that Sukkos is different. So he probably would say Sukkos is the same as Erev Shavuos, Erev Shabbos. It's only Erev Pesach is different. And it's only the Maril is the one who is Mechadish this thing, that we should apply the Gzeira Shava even to Erev. To Erev Sukkos because Tesvav Tesvav, but that's a Kiddush.
Maril held it was an Isser Drabanan, or he just held it was like, it's like a minig, like what? Like if there's a Tzairich, would the Maril say that you could?
What's his lashon?
Yeah.
Maybe he held that that's what the Gzeira Shava applies to, but in other words, but he's not necessarily working with the Rambam, and in other words, I don't know if we find this in any of the Rishonim. This comes from the Maril, I would think most Rishonim maybe don't even hold from it. And it could be, if you want to say this svara, that there's a chiluk between mitzvah zachila and not, so that would be this idea that mitzvah... In other words, there's a whole discussion in the Achronim. Rabbi Konigsberg wrote a piece on this, is a din, has been discussing whether it's the night of Sukkot, is that a mitzvah zachila, or is that a mitzvah of yeshiva? And so if it's a mezachila, so then you could say, like what Rowi said and Rabbi Levi said, then there's a din of teyavon. Because the din of teyavon is only by a mitzvah of achila. But other things, by Shabbos is not a mitzvah achila. Shabbos is a mitzvah of oinik Shabbos. That's why it's brought down in the poskim that if a person is not feeling well, meaning that he's very nervous about something, and he's not going to enjoy the achila, so then he doesn't eat. In other words, by Pesach, if you're not going to enjoy it, so what? It doesn't matter. You got to eat that matzah, whether you can enjoy it or not. You have to eat the matzah. By Shabbos, you don't have to enjoy it. If you're not going to enjoy it, then don't eat. And the Shulchan Aruch says
if you can even fast if that gives you honor.
Yeah. Right. So therefore, that's how the post can point out that you see that it's not a mitzvah achila; it's a mitzvah of onik. So most people I know, 99.9% of the people I know, they get more onik when they eat. Once in a while, a person's nervous about something, and so it's not going to give him onik. But most people, if they're normal, they have more onik with eating than not eating.
So eating lechem is lavdavka.
Eating lechem.
Tomash and the. Somebody's not doesn't like bread. He's on a diet, whatever you say.
Yeah, you mean on Shabbos, you mean? And he won't...
I mean, it's commonly understood there's a fee to wash.
Yeah, because it's commonly understood that we have ownership from that. You see, the problem is we're in America. In America, Americans are not bread eaters. That's the problem. Someone told me, Reb David Feinstein used to say, a fleishik meal in Europe, when he was a kid in Europe, meant you take a piece of bread and you rub it on schmaltz, fleishik dicke schmaltz, and then you eat the bread. That was the meal. And a milcha dicke meal means you take a piece of bread and you put on schmaltz, milcha dicke schmaltz, like butter or something like that. And that, in America, the bread is, I bet you, if we wouldn't have halachas of having bread, we would hardly eat bread. Even from Yidden wouldn't. The only is because we assume that that's the way it was Niskan. So even though in Echanami, most people wouldn't necessarily enjoy, they'd go out in a restaurant, you know, and just have steak and this without bread, you know, but that became part of the takana, like Rav Shlomo Zalman said.
Well, there is a new world of dips out there now.
Yeah. Okay. But
I think we probably also eat bread because it's a way of avoiding to make brachos you're not sure of, or and so on. So the bread covers all bases, and you're covered. You know, you don't have to worry about the bracha.
Yeah, today I don't know how worried people are. You know, but they'll make something up. They'll make a shahakol. They'll make something. You know. But, you know, America and bread is not, except for the pizza, you know, things. That's the whole thing of the pizza. But when we're having a regular meal, sometimes the bread is just, you know, and that's why a lot of times people don't eat enough bread, right? And then they get a big shaila if they didn't eat enough bread, because I speak the Achilles Pras, and maybe they weren't Yotze the idea of that it potters the Suda. You know, so but we're not in an economy. Technically speaking, you're right. It was maybe if you'd like the suda without the bread, you know, that's the you know, people are dying, you know. But lamaisa, we try to have bread, and you know, today we're in the generation that every day you meet someone else who claims that they're celiac, you know. And that's a whole. That's why, well, you know, Cheerios advertises gluten free. Everyone's advertising gluten free because everybody's claiming that they're a celiac these days. And that's one of Rav Abadi's big psukim, is that he sees, so people are celiac, they have oat matzah. They're oat matzah. So Rav Abadi's of the Shita, and Rav Shechta used to say this in Shir also, that oats is not. You can't make hamotzi on oats. The oats is not chameshes mineg dogan. I have shiurim online on this topic. Most people hold that oats is one. If you have oat bread, that you make hamotzi. So Rav Abadi holds that if you can't eat matzah, you shouldn't get no matzah. He says a bracha levatala. To make alachilas matzah and old matzah. He knows it's not one of the chameshes mine dogan. This started with this Professor Felix in Eretz Yisrael. He wrote a book on, you know, about, and he shows you the pictures why that oats is totally looks very different than the other species. So he's a. But others, you know, Rav Moshe, others, Rav Yashiv, were very big into that oats is one of the chameshes mine dogan. So, but this comes up a lot when the people. This is the only conversation I ever had with Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach was about this topic, about whether oats is. Because in those days I used to be choshesh for both shitas, and. And when I would have Cheerios for breakfast, that I would have a suffix whether I'd make an alamichya. So I would have another kazayas of cookies, you know, with the Cheerios. So, sort of, I discussed with Shlomo Zalman about this. He was joking with me. He said, "Ata yoter mitov mimeni. Ata ochel kizay shnei kizaysem. Ani rak ochel kizayis echad." There was Shlomo Zalman held he's not kochish for the shita, meaning he holds oats is one of the chameshes mitei dog and finished. But when I became closer to Rav Abadi, so then I took upon myself Rav Abadi's sheet about the oats. So that's why for breakfast every morning, I eat Cheerios and milk, and I make a Bari Pri Adama and a Bari Nefashos. But my kids, I don't have them do that. Because unless they grow up old enough to understand the whole Indian, I want them to do what the rest of the world is doing. Not to do different than the rest of the world. And then one day, if they get old enough and they understand the whole sugya and why this is hard to say differently, then if they want to do that, then they can do that. But till that, let them not be doing something different than the rest of the world, unless they're old enough to understand it. So Kedai Hu Rav Moshe and Rav Eliashiv and these people, Lismach Aleim. But that's my shita in Chinuch. Not to do things that are different, unless you're old enough and you understand it, then you do it in a way that's not bepumbi, then you could do things that are different if you really think that that's the halacha. But in otherwise, you should follow what the minhag ha'olam is. Okay, now, there's one more shita that we didn't do yet. Again, we did the shitas HaRambam, we did the shitas HaRan, and then we discussed the Ramah and all the different things in the Ramah. And now, there's the shita of the Bahag. And the Bahag shita is that even on Shabbos and Yontif, where we paskin like Rav Yossi, that's only by the Gemar, but by the Haschala, even Ochel V'Holech Ad Shetachshach means that if you ate already from before, early, so then you have to stop. But to start a meal on Erev Pesach, on Erev Shabbos, you can't Medina. You can't start from an Amilcha L'mala, even Erev Shabbos. So if you say it like this, then we don't have the whole Kasha. What's the difference between Pesach and Erev Shabbos? And that's the I'll show to you inside. It's really quoted in Tosfos of Kut, but we're not going to have time now to discuss it fully. But let me just show you, and then Be'ez Hashem tomorrow we could take a look here on page 14. He says, Tshuva Ayin Vav, first word is Kan, Yesh Kan Gimel Shita. Shita is HaRambam, the Halacha Mamish Kerav Yossi, the Mutul Haskil B'chol Erev Shabbos V'Yontif. You could start a meal on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif. Like the Alter Rebbe said, it's L'chadchila, it's not Kovedik, okay. And then the second Shita, the line that begins, V'simen Tov Kuf Chof Tes, Beis He Shita is Halachas Gedolos. Also, lahaskel klal, the lokaimon, or the way he says it, the lokaimon kerav Yossi b'haschala.
What page is this?
This is page 14.
So I have the chasam sofer.
Yeah, that's what I'm reading. I'm reading the chasam sofer. So the halachas kedola says that you can't start a meal, even according that we don't paskin that you can start a meal on Erev Shabbos from Minam Michal Mala. Also L'Haskel Klal. And then the third Shita is the Ran. That's on page 15. Shlishis Yidas HaRan. Arvei Pesachim. The Oser Ber Pesach Lechol Minam Michal Gedol Ol Mala. So we sing now for the first time this new shita of the Baal Halachas Gedolos. That the Baal Halachas Gedolos says that it's Medina. In other words, because we said we saw yesterday from the Alter Rebbe that the Alter Rebbe said that even though it says mitzvah limana, in other words, you can really achetechshach means you can even start. But he's saying lahalacha, the Halachas Gedolos says, we don't paskin that you could start. You can't start a new meal min a michlam al medina. So that's not like the Rambam Shita. That's Rambam says you could start medina. He says we don't paskin like that. He says that when it comes to haschala, even Rav Yosef is more that you can't be maskil. You can't be maskil. Question is whether you could end, but you can't be maskil. So once you say like that, if you say like the halachas gedolos, even though the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring down the shita of the Baal Halachas Gedolos, the Shulchan Aruch only says, like the Alter Rebbe says, that it's mitzvah limona. He's saying it's medina. If you would say you didn't eat lunch, and now you want to go for a pizza, and it's Shabbos is in an hour, so according to the Rambam, Mikra Din, you could do it. It's not the nicest thing, but Mikra Din, it's mutter. But according to Halachas Gedolos, it's also medina. Once it's already with a mincha l'mal, samach l'mincha, whatever shita it might be, it's also medina. And the Ran says that even on at least by Shabbos, he says it was, that from mincha l'mal. So tomorrow we'll see how the Chasam Sofer explains this opinion of the Halachas Gedolos. Okay, we'll go from there. Okay, Rabbi, so let me say good morning to everybody. Ezra Hagler, good morning. Akiva, good morning. Rav Katan, Rabbi Levy, morning.
Have a good day.
Have a good day. Yehuda Shitris, good morning. Okay, Natan, good morning. Daniel Albert, good morning. Yitzchak Carroll, good morning. Jacob Silberger, good morning. Avishai Samoa, good morning.
Good morning.
Rabbi Katan, good morning. Roey, good morning. And Ilan, good morning. Rav Meir, good morning. Ranan, good morning. John Horowitz, how are you?
Good.
Yeah. You have to show your face one day. I have to say hello.
Yeah, one of these days.
Okay, Ilan, good morning. Rav Meir, Rav Ranan. Who's Stephen G? Is who?
Shlomo,
okay. Good morning, good morning. And Yona Moise, good morning. Moshe Carroll, good morning. Yitzchak Carroll, good morning. Ari Glazer, Michael and Lolo, good morning. Avishai, Yona, did I get everybody? Ari Glazer, Benjamin Aberman, good morning to you. And Yitzchak Carroll, Ezra Hagler, Avkim Papas, Natan Bauer, okay. Good morning. Good morning to you all. Okay, it's always good to see everybody. Okay, so tomorrow we'll finish up this packet, and then we'll go to the next. But it's a important thing to get it all down. You know, a lot of people learn Arvei Pesachim, but they never work out the nitty gritties of the halacha. What exactly? What's the din? What's the din of? Okay. Have a good day. Kol tov.